Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you are listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 562, Five Popular Parenting Trends for 2020, because it's interesting to check out what's trending in the important world of parenting, and you might want to explore one of these further. If you like to keep up with the latest trends, have a look at these parenting movements for the new year and see what resonates with you. 2020 is shaping up to be a wonderful year for creativity, acceptance, and raising intelligent, emotionally healthy kids. So, what are the trends? Well, one is parents are making a move for less screen time. Today's kids are being raised in a digital world. While living in high-tech times has plenty of benefits, parents struggle to find a healthy balance when managing family screen time. A 2017 study revealed that kids between the ages of newborn to 8 living in the United States used screen media 2 hours and 19 minutes per day on average. The trend increases as children get older. Kids under age 2 spent about 42 minutes on screen time, but by the time they reached ages 5 to 8, they were spending nearly 3 hours a day in front of a screen. So nearly all kids ages 0 to 8, which is 98%, lived in homes with access to a mobile device. And, get this, teens spend a staggering 7-plus hours a day on their devices. An interesting 2020 trend is shifting our kids' screen time from social media and video games to the entertaining and educational world of audiobooks. This platform keeps kids in the digital world that they know and they love, while allowing them to learn something new. Audiobooks continue to grow in popularity and can foster great listening skills. So, how can you make this 2020 parenting trend your own? Audiobooks are a fun way for kids to spend time during car rides. They're also a wonderful tool for busy kids that want to read more or for those who may not enjoy reading or have learning disabilities. Your local library offers hundreds of free titles for kids, and you can also check out on my page an article, 6 More Places to Find Free Audiobooks. Next, thrift stores are hot in 2020. Hands down, two of the biggest expenses in our household are groceries and clothing. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics reports that the average family spends $1,800 per year on clothing. Most financial experts recommend allocating about 5% of your budget to wardrobe and accessories. Keeping in style can be a huge source of pressure for kids, particularly tweens and teens. It still blows my mind that an average pair of brand-name sneakers that my child might grow out of in 3 months can cost $100 or a lot more. That makes me grateful for this next money-saving trend, thrift store shopping. My 14-year-old daughter and I decided to see if secondhand styles were really worth the hype. We were so amazed at what we found. Not only were the pieces in excellent condition, but many were brand-new items that had never been worn. She walked away with nearly $200 worth of top labels for less than $40. The great prices weren't the only attraction. The 3 local thrift stores that we shopped were boutique-like with beautifully arranged merchandise, and the owners were personable and helped us find specific designers and styles. So you can make this 2020 parenting trend your own by, if you're new to the world of thrift store shopping, make a fun day of window shopping. Search out area secondhand shops and find a yummy place to stop and have lunch. Doing some window shopping with no plans to make purchases will help you get a feel for the various stores and the merchandise that they tend to carry. You won't feel obligated to purchase anything. You're just looking. Once you've picked out your favorite stores, you can make a day of buying your family some gently used threads. And don't forget online thrift stores. ThreadUp.com has some amazing finds. Next trend is discipline without physical punishment. If you want to hit a nerve with a group of parents, ask their opinions on spanking. You're sure to get a heated discussion from both perspectives. But 2020 brings a global trend toward ending corporal punishment for children. Around the globe, parents are finding alternatives to spanking. Sweden was the first country in the world to ban spanking and all other forms of corporal punishment in 1979. Since then, over 50 countries and states worldwide have followed suit, and many others have committed to making reforms. So you can make this 2020 parenting trend your own. My episode, 5 Smart and Effective Ways to Discipline Your Child, offers suggestions for different ways to make sure your kids understand that their actions have consequences. One of my favorites is add rather than take away. When your child breaks a rule, instead of taking something away, like a privilege or a favorite possession, add things like extra chores into his schedule. Being tasked with cleaning out the garage for 2 weekends can be the sort of penalty that will help your child make a course correction in a hurry. And the bonus, you get a clean garage. Revisit your own discipline strategies and do some soul searching. What's been most effective? Make a plan to do more of the same, and what hasn't worked? Consider ways to change things up. I love this next trend because I have several really close friends who homeschool and they absolutely love it. So yes, our next trend for 2020 is that homeschooling is on the rise. Parents who homeschool are passionate about their decision to educate their kids in their home environment. The National Home Education Research Institute reports that there are about 2.5 million homeschool students in grades K through 12 in the United States. And as we enter the new decade, this number is predicted to rise. Parents who homeschool tout the following benefits. It offers a more positive learning environment, free from stressors like peer pressure and bullying. Parents can optimize learning plans for their children's learning styles. The changes in laws and attitudes and available resources make homeschooling easier for today's families, and there's less time wasted on things like traveling to and from school. Lesson plans can have more variety and creativity, which results in a lot less boredom for students. And children benefit from parents' deep involvement in their education. Although homeschooling may not be the right fit for everyone, many children have seen significant improvement in their grades and attitudes through a homeschooling program. So this year in 2020, make this parenting trend your own by getting to know a family who homeschools their kids. Perhaps you can collaborate with them on an educational excursion. You'll glean helpful information from one another, regardless of your individual approaches to education. And the final trend is parents in society will be more accepting of anxious kids. In today's fast-paced world, it's not a surprise that more than 1 in 20 United States children and teens struggles with anxiety or depression. If you're raising an anxious child like I am, you know that trying to keep their stress levels at a minimum is a delicate balancing act. Daily interactions with teachers and peer groups, attending doctor appointments, and even being in a busy shopping environment can be difficult for an anxious child. Many parents, myself included, tend to protect their anxious children from judgment. We do our best to prevent others from seeing our child's emotional and physical struggles. But in this new decade, the trend leans toward being more open about mental health issues, which helps remove the stigma. I like a tip offered by QDT's former savvy psychologist host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. Teach your child to talk back to their anxieties. This anxiety buster has been very successful for my 22-year-old daughter. And if your child is old enough to have a mobile phone, Ellen recommends that they jot down some ready-made pep talks in their notes section, such as, I can deal with whatever happens. It's okay to make mistakes. I'm stronger than my worries. Then when an anxious moment arrives, the note is a friendly reminder that this too shall pass. It gives your child an opportunity to regroup and carry on with their day. You can make this 2020 parenting trend your own. Find some books that offer actionable tools that can help your child work through his anxiety. two suggestions are the Worry Workbook for kids, helping children to overcome anxiety and the fear of uncertainty, which you can find on Amazon.com. And this is written by Minoya Khanna, PhD, and Deborah Ledley, PhD. And another of my favorites from a guest recently on the Mighty Mommy podcast, Malika Chopra. It's Just Feel, How to Be Stronger, Happier, Healthier, and More. Do you like to check out new trends? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. Or you can interact with me on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And I hope you'll listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember to check out the great variety of other terrific podcasts that can help you improve your life at quickanddirtytips.com/podcast. Next week, we'll talk about keeping your child safe in today's unpredictable world, because there are things that we as parents can do to reduce their stress levels and to help keep them feeling secure. So I hope you'll subscribe to the Mighty Mommy podcast through your favorite platform, and then you'll be notified when this episode is available. Hey, enjoy checking out those fun parenting trends and, better yet, making them your own. As always, thanks so much for listening. And until next time, happy parenting.